Mem Dalur Amar Aleph. Here we just finished the Mishnah, we're up to the Gemara. Here, top of the Mishnah was again, V'leuchel Amanchil, that a Ben Yermecha could be Yarshin and could give over the Yerusha. For Yehor Gechayev, whoever kills the Ben Yermecha, that's also Chayev Nisa. For Eyuli Yavir Li'imai, for Chol Krova, for Chosin Shalem. He's his father and his mother like a regular Chosin, we'll see in the Gemara means, that when he dies, there's a Chiyav Avelis, that the parents have to sit Shiva, even though the kid is only a Ben Yermecha. The other Gemara says, Mino and Emili, how do we know this from, that the first halacha was that Tinoika is Basi Yemechud Metama Benido, that a girl even one day old has a Tumas Nida if she sees Dam. The Tana Rabbanan went like this. The Pasuk says, Isha. Say, Lieli Isha. Maybe on an Isha, that's 12 years old. Basi Yemechud Lenida Minad. How do we know even a girl 1 year old if she sees Dam, she has Tumas Nida? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, the Isha. Mashma Rashi says, the Isha ki is of them, Vaikru Abnidu Mishtoi, Mashma, any type of an Isha, even an Isha, Bas Yemechot. Then the Mishnah says, Bas Yud Yomim, when she's 10 days old, the Ziva, it's possible to have a Tumah Ziva. And the 7 days of Nidus went by, and then the first 3 days of Yud Aleph Yomim, she saw Dam, all 3 days, so she has Tumah Ziva. Mino and Emil, how do we know this? Turn around, what about this? The Apostle says, Isha. Namely, Yele Isha Bas Yud Yomim Leziva Minayin. Maybe only an Isha means a Gedolah. Then she has Tumas Zava. How do we know a girl 10 days old could also have a Tumas Zava? Talmudim again, the Pasuk says, the Isha, the Vav is Marva, even an Isha, even a Bas Yud Yomim has Tumas Zava. Here now the Mishnah says, Tinik Ben Yonechod also has Tumas Ziva. Minayin Emili, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanim. Pasuk says, Ish Ish. Ma Talmud Lema Ish Ish. What does it say a double lashon for Ish Ish? Is the rabbi's ben yonechod shemetama beziva. That even though it's only 1 day old, he could start having his tumah ziva. Means if he says he's twice that day, he'll have tumah ziva. These are the words of Reb Yehuda. That even though less than ben tes does not have tumah keri, but I call upon him tumah ziva, that he could have, even 1 day old, he could have tumah ziva. Dibi Reb Yehuda, Reb Yishmael Benoi, Shere Reb Yechon Ben Baruch Omer, he says like this, Ein Tzorach, I do not need this limud from Ish Ish, but rather Harei Yoyma, the Pasuk says, V'hazah V'zoyvoy, La'zochah B'la Nekeva. So we darshin, La'zochah means kol shu, no matter what type of a zochah it is, Ben Godel Ben Kotten, whether he's Bar Mitzvah, whether he's under the Mitzvah, even 1 day old, he could have Tumas Ziva. Lenikeva, the Pasuk says, Vidarshan Kolshi, Ben Gedola Ben Katana. Whether she's a Gedola, whether she's a Katana, even 10 days old, she could have Tumas Zava. In came if so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, then Matam Loim Ish Ish, what's the extra Lashon, double Lashon Ish? So when it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to say, Dibratarik Lashon Bnei Yodam. People speak like Lashon Bnei Yodam, they talk normal. Then the Mishnah says, Umetama Ben Goyim. A kid 1 day old has tumas negoyim. The pasuk says, "Odom kia biyob esaroi." So dashin odom means kol shu. Any type of an odom, even though it's only 1 day old, if he has a neg, he'll have tumas negoyim. Then the mishnah says, "Umetama b'tominays." The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Vial hanafoshois asher hoyu shom." Means nefesh koldu. Any type of a nefesh, even though the kid was only 1 day old when he died, still there's a tumas neis if you touch him. Then the Mishnah says, the Zoykik Yibum, that he caused it to be mitzvah Yibum. In other words, if the brother dies, and he left over a brother, even though the brother is only 1 day old, the wife will have a mitzvah Zikul Yibum. The Pasuk says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdun, two brothers sat together. Achim means Shehoyelem Yeshiv Achaz Ve'elam. He had one living together, as long as they lived together, before the brother died, if he had a brother, even though he's only 1 day old, it would be make a mitzvah Yibum. Then it says, "Upoitem in a yibum." Why the pasuk says, "Ubein ein loy." That we say is a mitzvah yibum only. If when the husband dies, there's no children. But let's say they have a child even 1 day old. They're patas from yibum. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Ubein ein loy." They have no children on Rachmana. Vistla, he has a ben, even though it's only 1 day old. That's considered a ben. Therefore, there's no mitzvah yibum. Then the mishnah says, "Umaychel betruma." Kid 1 day old is maychel betruma. Means to say, if she was a bas. Yisrael was married to a Kohen, and then the husband dies, the Kohen dies, so she has a child from him, she can eat Truma. The Pasuk says, Kari Bay Iachilu Balach Moy. As long as they could eat, as long as they're a day old, so they could cause the mother to be able to eat the truma. Because no matter how young they are, still it's called Yachilu Balach Moy, they'll cause the mother to be able to eat truma because of them. Then the Mishnah says, Upaisal et truma. This is the case of a Bas Kohen that got married to Yisrael. So calls the man, she's married, she can't eat truma. And then when the husband dies, if she has a child also, she cannot eat truma. Because the pasuk says, Zera ain't law. She only can eat truma with this Bas Kohen if she does not have a child from her husband. Omer Achmona. Here she has a child, therefore the mother is possible for eating truma. So Morris says, my ear is there. What do you have to say? Because he has a child. Even if the mother is only pregnant, also should be also teat truma. Again, if a bas kayin that got married to Yisrael and then the Yisrael died, so she's pregnant, also she would not be able to eat. She would not be able to eat truma. The apostle says she knew real, that she has to go back to her father's house only when she's the same way she was when she was in Ara. Problem Muberis, that if she's pregnant, then she does not go back to her father's house, meaning she cannot eat truma. So what do you have to say? Because she gave birth, even if she didn't give birth, just to be pregnant, also be the same halacha. Verses 3, no, you need both kedushin here. Tikos rachamon evizeto, we just written. Vizera ain lo, mishom dimikoro, chad gufom. What is that? She has no child. Do you know why you're over there? That if she would have children, she cannot eat truma. Of course, the Nikora Chadruf 4 is only one body, just her. Last, the trade group announced she has a child, is two. That's not called Vishoba. She does not return back to the father's house. Therefore, she cannot eat Truma. Avalocha, but over here, which is only pregnant. The Nikora Chadruf of Ashta Chadruf 4 was one, and now it's only one. Hey, Matechel, maybe she could eat a Truma. Because of Rachamona Benurel, because it says Benurel, she has to return the same way she was, Benurel. Now, because of Rachamona, Kinurel, Mishum Dimikoro, Gufa Sorek, before, it was like an empty body. So Ashta Gufa Molly, now that she's pregnant, she's full. So Tishinu with the body itself. Havlocha, but over here, Mikoro Gufa Sorek, before, she was like empty. And Vahashta Gufa Sorek, now also she's empty, because she already gave birth. Eimatechel, maybe now that her husband, the Yisrael, dies, even though she has a child, then she could still be Truma. She could go back to her father's house, so Sricha. Therefore, we have to have both sukkim to teach us that in both situations, whether the bas kohen is pregnant or whether the bas kohen has a child, in both cases, even though the husband, the Yisrael, dies, still she cannot eat truma. Now the Gemara says, "Kroi itrit." True, he answered the fear in the sukkim. Elamas nisim, but the Mishnah is still shver. Mayri riben yemechon. Why does the Mishnah have to say that you have a child 1 day old that she cannot eat truma? Afilu uberdami, even if she's only pregnant, also she should not be able to eat truma. Rosh Hashanah's answer like this. Rosh Hashanah, Hoch of Mayaskin, we're talking about over here, Hoch of Mayaskin, we're talking about the Koyin Shiesh Loishte Noshim, a Koyin that has two wives. Achaz Gerusha v'Achaz Shein Gerusha. One he gave a get to, or one had a get, and one did not have a get. And the one that has a get, it's also the Koyin to live with her. Koyin that's allowed to live with the Grusha. But still he got married to her. V'yesh lo bonim mishen Grusha. V'yesh lo ben yoynechod min a Grusha. He had children from the first wife, that's not a Grusha. And he has now a ben yoynechod from this Grusha. So law for it in such a case, the poisel b'avdei oviv milechol b'truma. That now since you have a kid 1 day old from this mother, so now the Avodim cannot eat truma. As if she would not have a kid 1 day old, so who Yashin, the Avodim of the father dies, the kids of the other wife, and they all can eat truma, they're not chalolim, so therefore the Avodim also eat truma. But obviously since this Ben is a chalol, because he was born from a Bias Isra Lakunam, so therefore we do not know which chalik this Ben Yashin in the Avodim, therefore all the Avodim cannot eat the truma. But that's a locha, the chalol, owns an Eved. So just like the Chol himself cannot eat Truma, who then his Eved also cannot eat Truma. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, the Gemara says, Uli Afurkim with Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. The Yom that he holds, Uvanami Paisel, that not only if you have a child, even just pregnant, also apostles. Yes, Kamashma, that's Chiddush of our Mishnah, is not like Rabbi Yosi. That Ben Yoy Mechodin, Uberloy. Therefore, that is grusha. When do we say that the avodim are also truma? Only if the grusha gave birth. But if the grusha is only muberis, then we do not hold a Rav Yossi. We hold the dinah yarsh yarsh and the avodim, and therefore the avodim belong to the other brothers, which are ksherim, and therefore they could eat a truma. Now the Mishnah says noichu that a kid 1 year old, 1 day old, could yarshin if his father dies. Umanchu means after he yashins, he gives it over back to his other brothers. The other brothers yashin from him. His question is, Neuchu miman, who does he yashin from? Meyoviv. If his father dies, he yashin, he gets the chilek and Yerusha of his father. Umanchu, then when he dies, if his son dies now, who does he give Yerusha back to? Laman liyachiv, to the brothers. If so, Meyoviv, liyachiv, Meyoviv, to his brothers, from the same father. If so, what do we have to say? How to have this loch that Omanchil, he gives his chelik back to the brothers. What's nafkimino? The maitse, these are the brothers from the same father. So even with this son, whether he does get Yerusha or not, when he dies, it doesn't make a nafkimino. The brothers now will take it over from the father. So what's the difference to say now? This new loch of Noichel and Omanchil, that the son has a chelik to give back Yerusha to the brothers. The brothers will get it anyway, even if he doesn't have the credit to give it back. So Marin says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Noichel v'nichseyim, means like this, he yashins his mother's nechosim. Let's say his mother dies right now, and so the locker is the son yashins her, and he's the only son from his from the mother. If so, he yashins his mother. And then let's say now the son dies, lahan chil yochiv minat, he'll give over the Yerusha now, to his other brothers from the same father. Like this, if this son would have yashin his mother, when his mother dies, and the chosim go back to her mishpacha. But if the mother has a son, so go down to her son. And now that the son dies, he gives it over to his brothers from the same father. They take over his Yerusha. Even though they're not brothers from the same mother, as long as they're brothers from the same father, that's what Yerusha is holy in. Another more says, V'dan, the Chiddush and Mishnah is V'davka ben Yemech. He has to be at least 1 day old. Aval Uber, let's say it's only a fetus, he's not born yet, an Uber, Loi, then he has no Kayach of Yerushim, the Kayach of Tubimanchal. My time, what's the reason? The Yahu, Mayis Beresha. I tell you, it's focused. If he's only an Uber, then the Pshat is when the mother dies, so then the baby dies first, the baby would die before the mother dies. Therefore, the son cannot yashin his mother. Rashi says, Aval Uber, Shebimeyeho. It may some uberus if she dies when she's pregnant, and then the son is born and takes the baby out. Is Eina Noichel Hanchel as Kareiv of Minas? He does not do it. What's the reason why? Because we say for sure the baby died first. And therefore the Klal is, V'yein ha-ben Yerushet Imoi,